Our problem isn't the deficit. Our problem is the politics.
The government interest rate is the backbone of all markets,
right?
Stock market, bond market, all borrowing, all lending, everything, right? So we have to stabilize that, and we can do it. That's what I call the 3% solution.
Okay.
3% solution is that you can cut it down from 7.5% to 3%. Now, what people don't realize is there are three ways of doing that. They understand that there are taxes, there is spending, okay? But what happens is, like in 1991 to 1997, there was a comparable decrease in the budget deficit, because if you do it when the economy is good, you will get a lower interest rate. And the lower interest rate means less money on, less cost of the debt. Because we have so much debt that the interest costs on the debt is more important than spending and taxes. And so you can get there. And if you get there, you'll get a bond market rally. I think the 3% pledge, 3%, we will do 3%. If we can't even agree on how we do it proportionately. But let's work together on trying to do it. Because our problem isn't the deficit. Our problem is the politics, the fragmented politics.